I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Parliamentary elections went ahead Monday in Pakistan amidst high security and building tensions. Spasms of violence surrounded the run-up to the polling, a consideration that adds to the unease of what could happen when the results are announced. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says believers are on their knees.
Pray for God's will in the elections. Pray that the government that takes power will look out for the Christians, will protect their right to worship, will protect the right to change religions, the right to conversion. I think we can pray for the believers there, that they will continue to be a witness.
Next, the World Bible Translation Center is asking you to pray and get involved in seeing their easy-to-read translation of the Bible completed in Haitian Creole. 7.5 million people speak Haitian Creole. WBTC's Yancey Smith says the need for this type of translation is huge. The Gospels are all done, but there's a problem.
We don't have the funding for it, and so we need brothers and sisters in Christ out there to respond to the need to get this Bible finished and in the hands of the Haitian people.
Your $25 gift can support the translation of one verse. Go to our website to help. And there are nearly 7,000 languages in the world. Nearly 2,000 are still without a Bible translation program. Wycliffe Bible Translators Vision 2025 wants to see a translation project started in all of those languages by that time, but it can't happen without a massive prayer effort. Wycliffe has established an interactive prayer website to help you pray for specific prayer groups, needs, and people doing the work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.